So when you get up there, it's better be like, I want the whatever bacon cheeseburger.
And you better be able to spit it out in 2 seconds.
Right.
And pay and be done.
Get me 2 bacon cheeseburgers.
And if you screw
two
up
hot
your
dogs,
order, just shut up and go to the end of the line.
Right. Some shitter chili. And some onion rings, french fries, and a Coke and an orange slushie.
You might as well get a side of grease to go with it.
Yes.
But
right.
You're at the Varsity, so you gotta love it.
Mm. Big Fatty has talked about the Varsity on his podcast.
Has he ever been?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, he used to, it's been there since 25?
28. We saw on the sign yesterday.
Yeah. So it would have been there about 30 years before Big Fatty was born. So, yeah, I mean, he's been there.
So we know he was born in 1958.
Yeah, somewhere in that decade.
But you cannot come to Atlanta and do anything from out of town and not go to the Varsity.
Exactly.
You can't. Like, it's just a total sin.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You might as well get a side of grease to go with it.
Yes.
But.
Mm.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1528 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 4th of December, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, little show. Y'all, I've got my first crema cards, and we've got another new call. It's Big Fatty. Hello, discombobulators. Big Fatty, that's you. By the way, Poodle, Dr. Stone, you know Dr. Stone.
Yes, Big Fatty, I know Dr. Stone.
He says that you and the squeaky kitty remind him of Clarabelle the Clown.
Big Fatty, that's lovely.
And he suggests that maybe you not talk and just speak with the squeaky kitty.
Big Fatty, that's not lovely.
Dr. Stone, I think you're SOL. And I think Poodle agrees.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, I never got a chance to finish telling you about the trip to Hatlanta. So y'all, I think we are just gonna start right there.
Big Fatty, it's a lovely place to start.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I forgot a couple of things. You know, I was telling you about Satney getting the crema tree up there at the hats, but y'all, I forgot that on Black Friday, y'all, I got the e-letter from the Apple Snack Store, and y'all, they were giving away $50 gift cards if you bought different things, and y'all, the hats don't have a wireless intertube network in their new house. Or through their cable company. And y'all, I decided, I was having to steal intertubes. And, you know, we had that as an Axe Big Fatty question earlier. And, y'all, but it was a necessity for Big Fatty to get on the intertubes onto the dating set.
Big Fatty, please!
So I decided I would take my Ariel Puerto Extreme from here at the Fat Cave and take it over to Hatlanta and hook it up over there, and I would get me a new Ariel Puerto Extreme from the Apple Snack Store because it was one of the things that had the $50 gift card. So, y'all, I ordered it online, and I paid for it with my charger plate. And, y'all, you had an option. You could select to have it shipped to you for free, or you could go by your local store, Apple Snack Store, and pick it up. Well, y'all, I selected the Apple Snack Store near the shopping plaza near the hats. So, y'all, I went by there on Friday night, and y'all went right into the Apple Snack Store There at the shopping plaza, and y'all just picked it right up, y'all. And I was impressed. It had Burgwater printed on the thing, and y'all. I walked in, and they said, "Yes, we're ready. It's right here." And y'all, they went back in the back, and they picked it up and brought it out in a paper sack. Not a paper sack. It was a apple snack a bag. Y'all, I just had to sign with my pinky finger that I had received it, and y'all, they e-lettered my gift card to me here at the coal mine, and y'all, it was just lovely. And Monday, when I got back to Charleston, old Vader hopped in the jalopy, and he came on over here to the Fat Cave and hooked it all up for me. Y'all, we changed the name of the network for the one that's going to Hatlanta. Y'all, we changed it to the Orange Hat Network. Big Fatty, that's a good one. So I'll hook that up when I go over there in just a couple of weeks. Y'all, by the way, I have made my plans for going to Hatlanta, y'all, and all those Hatlantans that I usually get to see, and others that may be there at the time. Big Fatty will be arriving in Hatlanta on Wednesday the 18th, and I'll be staying in town. The Hats won't know that I'm there until the 21st, and then on the 21st I'll be going up to Hatville, and I'll be staying there probably till the 27th. But you know, once I get up to Hatville, I'm pretty much stuck up there. So I'm putting George in Atlanta. Yes, Big Freddy, put him in charge of something. Putting together a supper for us sometime between the 18th and midday on the 21st. So all you Hatlantans, y'all, to include the gay country boy. Big Freddy, is it? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Who you heard at the beginning of today's a little show. Big Fatty, well, I think you need to stop the presses. We've got to do something for the gay country boy. Gussie, y'all, it's true. Poodle is right on top of it. Yes, Big Fatty, that's my job. Y'all, today, the 4th of December, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the gay country boy. Y'all, you can hear him most Sunday nights over there at the Pride 48 as he does his little show live over there. But y'all, today is his celebration of exit. Big Fatty, I wish we were going to be there so that you could give him spankings. Well, maybe I can play with his butt. Big Freddy, I said spankings when I get over there on the 18th. But anyway, Wes, we hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting. Big Freddy, I hope that Travis makes him a lovely cunt trick cake. Yeah, guys, y'all, if you see the gay country boy on the 20, send him a little on that face space thing. Send him a little birthday ass licking. Betty, please. I'll make sure Granny knows too, because you know Granny loves her some gay country boy. Betty. Y'all, I told you about getting the crema tree up on Saturday, and Saturday afternoon, my other brother and his wife, they had been out of town for the holidays. They came in town, and y'all, we went back to the office Max at the shopping plaza, and we got my the orange hat. We got him a new desk chair. for Grandma and y'all. Then that evening, it was just, I think it was just a quiet night. Oh no, y'all, we went to the varsity. The gay country boy was talking about it. We went to the varsity for our supper that evening. Big Fatty, last time Big Fatty went, he got terrible indigestion. Didn't have terrible indigestion this time. I don't know what was up with that, but y'all, and I hate to bring this up on the gay country boy. Country boy's birthday, but y'all, I gotta tell you, because I know he was terribly disappointed, but y'all, I gotta tell you, I don't know if you watch the sports ball or not, but y'all, the last second of the Alabama Auburn football sports ball game, y'all, it was the most amazing thing I've seen in sports ball in my 57 years. By the way, I was born in 1956. But anyway, then on Sunday, y'all, what did we do on Sunday? We just kind of piddled around on Sunday. I don't really remember what we did. The Hats and I went out, and no, my other brother came over on Sunday. That's what we did, and we went shopping then. And then the Hats and I went out to a little tavern that they like near the Hat Cave, and had our supper. And then Monday morning, y'all, I was back, packed and on my way back to Charleston. And y'all, on the way back, I went by the P.O. Box. Gussie, y'all, there was not one, not two, but three criminal cards waiting on me when I got back. And y'all, the first one is from a straight boyfriend, straight Bob, down there in the future. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. He does not poke around. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. He does not waste time. No, Big Fatty, he does not. So y'all, we're gonna open it up. It's in a white envelope. Big Fatty racist. And y'all, on the front of it is, oh, look at that, on the front of it, y'all, is Santa Claus. And it says, Merry Grandma. And y'all, you open it up and it says, Merry Grandma, Big Fatty. Another year of good stuff from a great guy. We are all the better for having you in our lives. Looking forward to once again putting your nuts in my mouth. Big Fatty! In my mouth as we relax and watch the TV machine. All the best, champion. Your international straight boyfriend from the Southern Hemisphere, XOXO. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Big Fatty, I don't remember you sending him your nuts. Well, maybe he makes them himself. I don't know. Did I send you nuts, Straight Bob? I don't remember that. Now, y'all, I want to remind everybody that I'll be posting pictures of all the crema cards at noon tomorrow. that'll include the turnip heads and zesta that Peter G sent me. That'll be on tomorrow's. Y'all, our next card, y'all, it is from the Robs up there in Illinois. And y'all, oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it's a card with glitter on it. Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, on the front of it is a snowman. And y'all, it is snowing, and there's two little children on the front. And you open it up. Oh, Big Fatty, look at that. It's full of, oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, it's got glitter on the inside, too. And y'all, there's a picture card of the two Robs. And y'all, they're just lovely. And it's a picture card, and y'all, it says, believe in the magic and wonder of it all. Merry Crema, Big Fatty and Poodle. Big Fatty, it says to me, too. Let me read. Come play in the snow with the Robs. Have a great holiday season. Oh, Big Fatty, they get a squeaky kitty. And y'all, then also in here, the Robs have included not one, but two, I say two, scratch-offs from the Illinois Lottery. And y'all, it's like a nutcracker. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And it's the holiday cash. And Rob, the two Robs, we will
We will absolutely do that, those scratch-offs, as the season progresses. And thank you so much. That's just lovely. Now, y'all remember, when you send in Big Fatty a card, put your return address on there. Y'all, our last card today, it's in a red envelope. And, y'all, it is from the patron saint of the BFO, as Mr. Tim Kumal. And, y'all, it's got reindeer on it and some glitter, and it says, Happy Holidays! And it says, Hope you're feeling the joy. And it says, We're gonna have a Merry Crema and a wonderful New Year. Hope to see you in 2014. Love, Tim and Ron. Big Betty, that's just lovely.
It's crema time, and Big Fatty's got some old-fashioned crema music that maybe you haven't heard in a while, or maybe not at all. So sit back and enjoy. And y'all, today's crema music is by a familiar voice, Bing Crosby, and he is gonna sing And the Bells Rang. Yes, Big Fatty!
Caroling, caroling, now we go. Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling through the snow. Christmas bells are ringing.
And the bells rang, and the children sang. It was Christmas everywhere. They took some holly, found some mistletoe, found a wintry night, sprinkled it with snow, found some reindeer in a reindeer sleigh, and a shiny star to show the way. They found some tinsel, bright and glittery, put a candy cane on a tiny tree, all the happy songs the children sing, and some jingle bells that ring, 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 and the bells rang,
and the bells rang,
and the children sang,
and the children sang.
There was music in the air, and the bells. Children sang,
and the children sang.
It was Christmas everywhere. They found some stories children love to hear, filled some stockings full of Christmas cheer. Found three wise men all a-traveling, found three wise men and a newborn king. And when they finished trimming every tree, bells begin to ring, ooh, so merrily, telling all the world we found a way to put together Merry Christmas Day. And the bells rang,
and
the children sang, there was music in the air, and the bells. Children sang.
And the children sang.
It was Christmas everywhere.
Oh. Oh, Doug, I see. Y'all, I hope you're enjoying this. Y'all got a lot of nice comments about the... idea of playing some crema music that's not so well known. Several people seem to like it, and I'd love to hear from you. Y'all, you can call the voice letter number. You know Miss Bacon is continuing her hiatus, but call on in and tell Big Freddy what you think. Yes, Big Freddy, you gotta keep that phone line activated. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Wes and Kimberly from the Gay Country Boy, and
Kimberly, how do you think Big Fatty celebrates crema, huh?
She might as well get a side of grease to go with it.
Yes.
Oh, you know Big Fatty better than we thought you did.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.